Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Through Sultana City Ordinance 2023-013, the City of Sultana approved a funds transfer for a debt payment for the approved Sultana Fieldhouse. Sultana City Manager Stephanie Queen explained the need process for a debt payment for proposed Sultana Fieldhouse.
One payment is due in the current fiscal year on the initial $10 million of general obligation debt that we've already been granted for the Fieldhouse project. And this would provide supplemental funding in the current fiscal year to be able to make that first debt payment.
The City of Sultana issued general obligation bonds on February 15th for construction of the Sultana Fieldhouse. These bonds are 30-year bonds with the debt service payments due each fiscal year on June 1st and December 1st. For the year ending June 30th, 2023, one debt service payment, interest only, is due in the amount of $132,794.44, which this appropriation, with estimated revenues and appropriations, are increased in the amount not to exceed the following. General fund, increased estimated revenues, appropriation of fund balance, increased appropriations, operating transfers. Debt service fund, the increased estimated revenues transfer from general fund, and the increased appropriations 2023 bond interest. Beginning in fiscal year 24, debt service payments, including principal and interest, will range from $577,875 to $582,750 per year and will be included in the biennial operating budgets. The Alaska House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed Senate Bill 87, sponsored by Senator Jesse Bjorkman of Nikiski, with a vote of 38-1 on Monday, May 1st. The bill allows Alaska sawmill operators to become certified to grade and sell certain types of dimensional lumber they produce for residential construction. Senator Jesse Bjorkman.
This local lumber grading program will provide Alaskans with the opportunity to purchase a local product for use in the construction of their homes on the Kenai Peninsula. It will provide substantial cost savings on dimensional lumber in some parts of the state, and it will create economic opportunities that will result in permanent, stable, and family wage jobs in rural communities and villages.
The Department of Natural Resources will oversee the program and provide free training for sawmill operators, establish benchmarks for certification, and oversee the criteria used for the grading allowed number 2 and better stud and number 3 grades for dimensional lumber. Under Senate Bill 87, the sawmill operator could sell the dimensional lumber directly to a homeowner or contractor for use in residential structures with 3 or fewer units. Many stakeholders work to develop and promote the local lumber grading program, including sawmill owners, home builders, housing authorities, economic development associations, vocational educators, the Department of Natural Resources, and the United States Forest Service. As Senate Bill 87 and its companion House Bill 93, sponsored by Representative Jesse Sumner of Wasilla, moved through the committee process, the bills gathered strong statewide bipartisan support. Senator Bjorkman.
Creating new opportunities for lumber sales through the local lumber grading program can serve as a catalyst to help grow Alaska's timber sector. In addition to providing economic opportunities across the state, this could provide the additionality needed for creating and selling forest carbon offset projects.
Senate Bill 87 passed the Senate unanimously in April before moving through the House. The bill now goes to the governor for a signature. The Alaska Department of Public Safety has started a limited deployment of body-worn cameras across Alaska to lay the groundwork for a full deployment later this year. 30 Alaska State Troopers, Wildlife Troopers, and the Court Services officers are now using the new technology as part of their normal duties to ensure that the department is ready for a broad rollout. DPS office locations taking part in the limited body-worn camera deployment include Anchor Point, Anchorage, Cantwell, Fairbanks, Juneau, Ketchikan, Kodiak, the Matsu Valley, and Sultana. For more on this story, just visit our website at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.